She was warned. She was given an explanation. Nevertheless, she persisted.
Hello and happy new year, dear nasties. Welcome to The Persistence. My name is Beatrice. This is She Who Persisted, the Nasty Podcast. And no, this is not a regular episode. I'm just checking in to tell you that there are going to be a few changes with regards to the podcast. And those changes are also the reason why we haven't put up a New Year's episode, although we announced one on our Facebook page. Making podcasts is a lot of work, and it is work that we are doing without getting paid for it. Apart from that unpaid work, we also have other things to do, like work that we actually do get paid for. Even though we maybe get paid for it less than our male colleagues, but still, we get paid for it. We have families, some of us have children that have to be taken care of. We are studying, we are researching, we are publishing articles and books. We are doing therapy, we are writing PhD theses, and so on and so forth. So that is a feminist issue too, because women often have multiple roles and multiple responsibilities, and oftentimes they do work that they don't get paid for or get paid for too little. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is that our She Who Persisted team unfortunately has shrunk in the last few weeks, because sometimes those multiple responsibilities and roles that we have to fulfill just become too much. And Bethany, who has been an invaluable part of a podcast with her great sense of humor and her editing capabilities, because yes, she took on most of the editing, almost all of the editing, as long as she was a member of She Who Persisted, already left in summer. And we did not talk about that until now because we had pre-recorded episodes with her still in and we didn't want to confuse you. And now, a few days ago, our wonderful Heather, who is one of the smartest people I know and who was our best interviewer and who always enriched our episodes with her thorough research and her extensive knowledge, decided to leave with a heavy heart. Both Liz and I are very sad about both of these decisions, but we understand them very well. And we wanted to thank both Heather and Beth so, so much for helping us launch our podcast baby, for putting in so much work and time and dedication. We loved working with you so much. And if you decide at some time in the future to jump on board again, we are going to welcome you with open arms. You will always be a member of The Persistence. Now, there are only two of us left, and we need some time to reconsider, to think, to come up with ideas regarding how to go forward with the podcast and what changes need to be made. We also need to think about how to make a podcast without self-exploitation, because as I said, that too is a feminist issue. You are going to hear from us soon. We will be back. This much I can promise. It's just not clear at this point in what shape or form we will be back, but please, please, please stay tuned. We are going to inform you about what's going to happen within the next 2 months. Until then, forever and always, stay nasty, you guys. We'll do the same.